This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Nothing's gonna turn them back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. They're gonna make your dreams come true. Doing it their way, there ain't nothing they won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping them, the Royal Dalton. On your marks, get set and go now. A dream and they just know now, they're gonna make your dreams come true, and they'll do it your way, yes your way, make all their dreams come true, and they'll do it your way, yes your way, make all your dreams come true, for me and
I know what you're like.
Right.
Because it's now almost December.
Well, yes.
Have you got your tree up?
Well, this is what I need to check with you.
Have you started sending any Christmas cards?
No, but I'm wondering. So I...
You love Christmas.
Love Christmas. Yes. Absolutely love Christmas.
And you and Rose Garden.
Yes, I mentioned. Because you're just miserable. So
no,
you're...
I'm not. No, I like it.
You know. Yeah, you do.
But not, you know.
Well, I wonder. I love the build up to Christmas. Mm. I love having the tree up. I love singing carols.
You get a real one, don't you?
Yes, I love buying presents. I love Christmas, but I wonder how long you have to wait before you can actually start enjoying these things.
Well,
when can I start playing carols on the playlist?
Oh,
when can I start putting the tree up?
December 1st, I reckon.
But that that means there's really only 24 days of enjoyment of it.
Yeah, that's long enough.
No,
love.
I don't. No,
are you getting a real one?
Yeah.
Well, it won't last much longer than.
Well,
that.
I wondered this
because you don't get rid of it on Christmas Day, do you?
No, I normally New Year's Eve or something like that.
Didn't your mates get one and it went all green and
no, that was mine.
Started green, didn't it?
That was mine last year. I didn't realise you had to put water in the bottom of the thing.
I didn't realise that too.
Yeah, you have to put water in the bottom of the thing and so otherwise it goes green. It goes brown.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've only just discovered I've been watering a plastic plant at home.
Really?
True. seems all right, but the water seemed to keep going down.
Right.
So there must be
mouldy. I wonder where it's going.
I don't know. Into the base.
The people, the flat underneath.
It's massive,
you
though.
Are I loving thought, it, yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah.
But, well, you're not overly familiar with foliage, are you?
No, I've done stuff in it, but, you know. The I think, we'll have to ask the listeners.
Yes, I think that's right.
I would imagine that December 1 for your tree.
December 1, because I was going to try and get it this weekend.
And you can't do Christmas carols. Until week 2.
Because I was hoping we'd be able to play some in the request hour.
Right. This today?
Yeah.
No way.
Really?
No way.
What if someone requests one?
Then fine.
Right. Yeah. Okay. If you want to hear a Christmas carol, please request one. 0427 Joy 949. We'll play it after 6 o'clock.
Really up to you, Lot.
So you're saying that I can't get the tree up until December 1.
I don't
And reckon. I can't start listening to carols because I've got all the Glee Christmas albums. I bought Michael Bublé Christmas album.
Yeah, they are nice.
Yes, they're great. And I really, really, really want to start listening to them.
Maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to, you know. But it's the listener, isn't it? It's their request hour.
Yes, that's
right. You know, whatever they want.
We can play it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to get a tree in your new place?
Well, Ross left one that was a plastic one.
Right.
What do you call it? Plastic.
Yeah.
No, artificial.
Plastic, yeah.
And I'm going to have a look at it.
Mm.
And but we're definitely going to have one. Yeah.
Because the good thing is, like where we live, is that you can walk onto Chapel Street. There are loads of shops that sell Christmas
real
decorations.
Ones. Oh, no, the decorations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are shops around. You have to go, the place that I go to is there's a school next to to the Belgian Beer Garden, a deaf school, and the money goes to the deaf kids.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
Now, I would like to get
I see your mind ticking over
I just leave it. They wouldn't hear me coming up stealing them. But I definitely want to have a tree. But we're also getting our bar delivered.
Which
is going to be great. Mm. So I thought, well, depending on how much room is left, maybe the tree would go on the bar.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay,
but we're definitely going to have decorations up.
All right, good.
Yes,
good.
And then have a little cocktail party.
Great, can't wait.
Got to have.
And we'll sing carols, and it's going to be fantastic.
Definitely have Christmas music then, that'd be nice. And lights, got to have lights.
Yeah, lights, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, I look forward to putting my tree up on the weekend.
Now, there are loads, no, not this weekend.
No, I'm going to.
No, you've asked and you've not listened.
Well, if anyone else has any idea, we once put our Christmas tree up on the week of Cup Day.
That is ridiculous.
The Monday of Cup Day.
Ridiculous.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
We were watching the Red Benny show. Mm-hmm. You know, loved it.
Great cabaret.
Oh, just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And Bad Barbershop, it's called. It's on again, I think, in January.
Not so bad.
It was really good, yeah.
Good.
Rocco DeMore and just really good. Mm-hmm. Then this guy comes on,
right.
And you think, oh, he's going to do fire breathing. Mm-hmm. Oh, this would be good. I like a bit of that.
Yes.
You know, check where the exits are. Mm-hmm. You just got to be careful.
Yep.
I do that when I get on a plane.
Check where the exits are.
Yeah, and the drinks trolley.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
It's just the things you do.
Mm.
And so we're sitting there, and he starts to sort of take off his top.
Right.
And, he was ample, you know.
He wasn't. You wouldn't describe him as muscled.
No, I thought it was a double act.
Right,
but no, it wasn't. And not really. No, and so, and then he sort of did this bending over backwards with, and it lit. Then got up, lit the flame, and then rubbed it up his tummy,
up his ample tummy,
up his chest.
Right.
Yes. And at this point, did a back. And it was all quite interesting and quite different. And I thought, well, that's good. You
right.
know? And then started to take down his trousers.
Mm.
And but only leave them around his ankles, you know. So I thought, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. But not normally with an open flame, you know.
With other things, but anyway.
So there he is. And then he starts swallowing the liquid that they do. And, you know, that was... we loved it.
I feel like
great.
I'm there with those
It was great,
effects.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, and so this is all going very, very well. Mm-hmm. And then he does it one more time, but seems to drop quite a lot of liquid down his front.
No.
To which
deliberately,
point...
Deliberately.
No, I don't believe so.
Right.
And I'm wondering how many times he'd done this act. Because I personally, doing that act, wouldn't leave my trousers down by my ankles.
Probably not.
Get them off.
Yes.
You know, because it's not attractive.
Yeah. And it takes a special kind of guy to be able to do other things while his trousers are around his ankles anyway.
But I'd step on them, you know. Mm. So he did that. And then he went... And he had this big beard, which bit by bit, of course, caught on fire.
Oh, my Lord, no
way. And then he's burning.
Oh.
And we literally went, the whole audience, because it was shocking, you know, to see somebody on fire, you know.
You don't see that every day.
No, I mean, you know, and it was, we didn't know what to do.
No.
Neither did he. He dropped his fiery baton.
Oh, my gosh.
And exactly, I thought, put it out.
Yeah.
And he started patting his face, which only seemed to make it go even more.
Because he probably had all the stupid oil or whatever it is all over
like
his hand.
Or whatever it is, you know. And then he sort of tries to run off, but his trousers stop him from running, and he kind of shuffles off like you do when you try to answer the phone when you're on the toilet. So he's shuffling off. Oh, meanwhile, he's left this burning stick that he was blowing out in his trousers, on this shirt and everything. So there's this little spot of fire going on.
Oh, my God.
It was unbelievable. He gets off, and it's not easy to get off the stage.
No,
there.
No.
And apparently we find it. Well, then the compares come on and go, well, wasn't that great, you know?
Pretending it was all meant to be.
Well, my God, it wasn't. It was awful.
I mean, that's a hard act to follow.
Exactly. With water, you'd want to... And it has to go to hospital.
Oh, really?
Lips all burned.
Oh.
Yeah. Hardly a beard left.
Wow.
Awful.
Well, that teaches you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Midsummer Show.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Now, we do have some musical guests live in the studio. These boys are part of a group called Sons of Night, and we're very happy to welcome to the Royal Daltons Adam and Scott. Hi,
thank
boys.
You. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Now, Adam, tell us about your group, Sons of Night.
We started off as an acoustic duo, mm-hmm. and recently we added a bass player and a drummer, and we recorded some songs, and we've got our EP launch coming up to celebrate the starting of our band, and hoping to do a bit of an East Coast tour, and then hopefully next year move off to the States.
Wow.
You just guys to do some knew recording. Each other then? You've known each other
we've
a
known
while.
Each other, yeah.
A while now. Probably too long.
Go on then. How'd you meet? Where, you know, all that?
Actually, teach at the same school together.
Now you do?
No, well, that's how we met.
All right.
Through teaching.
All right.
My first year teaching in Krug's, it was just an 8 at the time, actually. And then I had randomly looked like I must have played guitar when I picked it up for the first time. And Krug's, being the full-time musician that he already was, kind of took me under his wing and taught me a few songs, and then just bloomed from there, really. Like, just,
right.
Yeah.
So you're not music teachers?
No.
What do you teach then?
PMS.
Mathematics.
All right, wow.
You were maths?
Yeah, maths teacher. Right.
Both of you, did you say?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so you decided to start this acoustic group, and what was your kind of idea in terms of the sound that you wanted to create?
Good question.
Yeah, good question.
We kind of. Who do you like? I guess
we like. I like Matchbox 20. I love Rob Thomas, yep. mm-hmm. or some artists, and a bit of John Mayer, kind of that acoustic rock,
yep.
kind of feel. And we started doing obviously pubs and that top 40 kind of stuff. And then after doing that for a couple of years, we wanted to write our own music and had our own sound. So then we wrote some songs and then played them for a couple of years. So we've been together for about 4, and then we added the rest of the band together, and it kind of took the band in a different direction with our sound.
But you're the only ones that to the work then, really, because they just rock up drunk.
That's exactly right.
They don't and just, you know,
they've got the rock and roll
drums.
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I quite like that myself. Yeah.
Now when you say you're writing music, how do you approach that?
Usually what happens is one of us will come up with like a melody mm-hmm. that we kind of like, and then most of the time, actually, Krugs will start humming, and I've got to try and make the best I can out of his hums into words, and then he will change them along, and then, yeah.
That was our original process. That was a slow process. Another way, sometimes we write the lyrics first, bounce them back. It's so much easier having 2 people to write the song, because you can bounce back ideas. And then once we've written a few words, then it kind of forms, add the melody, and then once you've got the basic chords down, you can add the other instruments in.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.